I am happy to join with you once more, my dear friends.
Thank you. Do you feel happy as well? Can we join together?
There is much that we must discuss in the coming time, but also I would like you to understand that your individual awareness and development are of the utmost in this your coming year. No matter what your earthly condition, each one of you will find that you grow not only in awareness of our world, but of awareness of those people who are around you in your daily lives. This awareness does not belong solely to yourselves. The awareness of our world is taking place amongst you human beings at long last. And I wish to say to you, my dear friends, that this awareness will be enriched not only by self-knowledge, but by the evidence given from our world. By the end of this your earthly year, each one of you will be aware of your own inner strengths. And as individuals, you will know in which way that strength has helped you. There is much upliftment for you in this earthly year. But remember that self-will will no doubt be in evidence on many occasions. But the opportunity lies before each one of you, that you may become more enlightened as human beings, as spirit beings. You will find that the spirit being within will surface and help to create within each one of you a strength which you have not encountered before.
Thank you.
Your planet as a whole in this coming year is reaching out for more knowledge, and it is being given. Make no mistake about that. There are many who are with you now, who are willing to give of themselves in order that mankind at last can begin on the spiritual journey of knowledge. I can hear you say, but how can this be so, when there are so many problems in our world? But if you look at your world honestly, you will see that individual knowledge has grown so much in the past 20 of your earthly years. I am sure you are aware of this.
Yes.
Yes. We've always been very much a mixture, but within that mixture, I think we see some very good people.
Yes. And do not dismiss, my dear friend, the part that each one of you plays in giving of the truth. It is most important for you as individuals to carry on the search for knowledge and truth. But the connection to you is strong. But you must be there for those individuals who fall by the wayside, who deny the knowledge they have gained and are spiritually lost. That is part of your purpose for this coming year. And my words to you, my dear friends, are that you have that inner strength. You now have more knowledge, and you are much stronger individuals than you will ever understand. I say to you again, as I have done on several occasions, that you cannot see your own light. But let me assure you that it shines brightly.
It's nice to know. We're certainly well aware of the steadily increasing knowledge. That it has been increasing steadily over the past 10 years, and I'm sure we're all very much aware of that.
Yes, you are aware, but this year of your time will bring even greater awareness to you. Each one of you has your own mountain to climb. And I do not say to you that you are near to the top of the mountain. But what I do say to you, my dear friends, is that the effort that you make, that the knowledge you have attained, already sees you standing on the top of that mountain.
Okay.
Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Yeah, thank you for those words.
You have a long way to go, but as far as your awareness and effort go, you have climbed mountains. Are there any questions this time?
Well, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure there are. Perhaps this one connects. It has been said from time to time that an induced fever can heal disease. I've been thinking about that, and it's possibly similar to what happens in a sweat lodge, in that a high temperature works against the physical nature of the body, so that the spirit can come more to the fore, and I imagine healing can then take place more easily when the spirit is to the fore. Would you agree with that?
I understand your question. And yes, I would say this to you. In the state of fever, as in all cases of shock to the physical body, the spirit indeed does come to the fore. But rather, I would say that the spirit stands to one side. Therefore, the spirit is aware of the physical problems more readily. And in such circumstances, healing can therefore take place much more than if the spirit was encompassed within the body. Do you understand?
Yes, that's, I thought it must be something like that. That's nice to know. So.
Could relate a fear with fever, or you may relate it to some kind of shock or accident which sends the spirit from the body. Do you understand
what
I am saying?
Yes, I think this connects again to the shamanic principle.
Yes.
When accidents and fevers occur.
Yes. If only I could take you with me, I could show you in front of your spiritual eyes just how simple it is when the spirit stands aside from the body, how things become much clearer. Do you understand?
Yes.
The spiritual eyes are then much more in command of any situation.
Yes, yes, thank you. That's very nice to know. And I have one more, much more specific question where healing is, or where illness is concerned. There's a condition known as polycystic ovary syndrome. Young girls sometimes fail to release the eggs, and this has the effect of upsetting hormones. They generally grow very fat and develop male hair, and it's a very unpleasant condition for a young girl to have.
Yes.
And I just felt non-release of eggs, would there be a spiritual factor that connects there? Are you able to help us with that one?
I thank you for your question. I will answer it for you with one word. Fear.
Fear.
The spirit is in fear. Therefore, the body takes on conditions to remember what I have told you, that the thought becomes reality. And this is what happens when there is fear, that the body must react in some way. And I would say to you simply, my dear friend, that that particular condition is a fear of children.
A fear of having children?
Yes. But the fear comes from the spiritual side. It of course can be helped, as you may well know. But it is a mission for the spirit to undertake for itself.
Yes, I think the only help that the doctors are able to give at the present time is to suggest taking a contraceptive pill, which seems to have the effect of regulating egg release. Well, it takes about a year to really work, I think. But perhaps this in turn connects with the alleviation of fear.
Yes. It will only help when the spirit recognizes that there is no need for fear.
Yes.
So many conditions within your world are based on fear. We have spoken much about fear. And I have told you that there are only two relevant words, love or fear.
Yes. Yes.
And fear is a creator of many, many dark things in your world. If only mankind could look inwards and truly see himself and be honest with that spiritual part of his being, then there would be so much less fear in your world.
When you talk about fear, you talk about spiritual fear, but can physical fear have the same effect as spiritual fear?
It is not quite the same. Physical fear comes from the emotional body. That is the difference.
Yes. I was just thinking about Alzheimer's disease and in old people, and I was wondering if that part here isn't brought on by fear.
Yes. It is a fear of what lies ahead.
Yes, that's what I feel. I was just actually thinking of my mother, who really wants to pass into spirit, but maybe she is afraid of that as well, or the I don't think the spiritual side would be afraid of passing back to spirit, would it?
No, spirit recognizes its home.
Yes.
And would rejoice to join once more with all of those loved ones.
Yes, that's right.
But the physical part is afraid.
Yes.
That is the fear.
Yes.
The fear of what they call the unknown.
Yes.
That is why, my dear friends, your work is so important. Again I say, and I do not apologize for my words, but if you can help but one person, indeed, you have done your work.
Would my mother be a prime example of this fear and it causing her so much discomfort and pain?
If only they could recognize that they are creating their own discomfort and pain.
Yes, I see that.
They could release themselves to spirit a little sooner if only they would look inwards and to let go of all fear. I feel that if you were to discuss or look into many of your earthly diseases, you would find the fear factor behind so much of it.
Yes, yes.
But I am sure if you were to approach another human being and tell them that fear was the basis of the illness, they would be amazed and probably not believe you. Because their understanding is like that of a child.
Well, then I think fear can be very closely allied to stress.
And what causes stress?
The fear causing stress. At least stress is mentioned in the medical world.
Yes.
If not fear.
Yes. The medical world are now beginning to listen to what we bring to them. It is slow, but I can tell you, my dear friends, that greater progress is being made in that direction. There are many of your doctors upon this earth now who could verify for you that their spiritual knowledge is much greater than they would care to admit.
That's good.
And of course, going with this disease again, positive and negative thinking have a lot to play in that as well, doesn't it?
It has everything to do. Your thoughts become reality if they are strong enough. That is why, my dear friends, I have always cautioned you about your thinking. You can create for yourself dark fears which then manifest into it.
Could I ask a question about developing knowledge? It concerns three scientists and some curious relationships. Galileo, they all three have worked towards the same seeking the workings of the universe. Galileo died in the year 1642. Isaac Newton was born later that same year, and he became professor of mathematics at Cambridge University. In our present time, there's Stephen Hawking, who was born on the anniversary of Galileo's death and has also become professor of mathematics at Cambridge. So they all seem curiously linked across the span of time.
Indeed, they are.
I was wondering if there's a spiritual connection.
Yes. I was about to say to you that they are part of the same energy. Do you understand what I say to you?
The same.
They are aspects of the same energy.
Yes. Well, of the same soul or similar souls?
Of the same soul.
Yes. That then explains the curious connections.
Yes. Although they have existed at different times, they are aspects of the same soul who wish to continue with what they have started. And that has been their choice.
And Stephen Hawking, he seems to have achieved much despite being very much handicapped by motor neuron disease.
But that has been his choice, because as each aspect has reincarnated, they have gained more knowledge and more understanding. And when someone returns to this world as handicapped as that person, it is from their choice, because they are part of an old soul.
So that they feel that the physical side of life is not so important.
It is not important. It is the spiritual aspect which they wish to express through their work and through their own demeanor.
Yes, so it's a spiritual direction that's very much allied to new knowledge.
And after all, has this handicapped, has it held him back in his quest for knowledge? It has not. It has, I almost said, helped him.
Well, yes, through lack of diversion, perhaps.
Yes. Yes, of course. That would be one consideration I might say to you that would have been considered before he reincarnated into this life.
He does seem to be much admired for having achieved so much despite that handicap.
To overcome such difficulties with dignity and pride in their achievements can only come from a spirit who has grown much. I hope that is helpful to you.
That's very interesting.
Yes, very interesting. Interesting.
I hope my words to you this time have brought you some cheer and some upliftment into your lives. May I suggest perhaps this time that our dear lady take you through a journey of peace and tranquility to end this session. As always, I will leave you knowing that always you are within my love and my light.
Thank you. Looking forward to the next meeting. Being together again.